This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
What time did you get back yesterday? I suppose I should ask that first.
What time did we land, or what time did I walk in the door?
Walk in the door.
5:30.
Okay.
Was in the bubble for the Lions game.
No, I get it. And I forgot that you were coming back from Oklahoma. I was going to ask if you had watched Red Zone yesterday, but you did not.
So there's a couple things here. Again, making mental notes moving forward. Delta, you're my airline.
Okay.
You're my airline, Delta, because I flew two different airlines. One out there that involved the delay, my wife, and it was a long delay. Then my wife leaving Detroit, also a long delay, same airline. Coming back, no TVs on the opening day of the NFL season was really, really hard to deal with. I have nobody to blame but myself, but it just mental notes. Delta, you're my airline. Delta, you're my boy. Moving forward.
They'll take care of you.
Yep. Well, they'll have TVs, and I haven't had the delay issues.
So I spent all the 1 o'clock schedule watching Red Zone,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, sitting like a pig in slop, just loving it.
Right? Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And Kang, I assume that you watched Red Zone as well yesterday, and the controversy going into it about commercials and the ads or whatever, I thought it was handled actually very well, because anytime they're going to bring up the audio for a commercial, which they were going to do with the 7 times during the broadcast, they said they were going to do that. Anytime they did that, it was when they were focusing on one game at that time, and it was between plays. So the 15 seconds worth of audio that you're hearing doesn't affect at all. And I was glad to see that they're picking and choosing the spots of when they bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it worked really well, and that was a good thing.
I actually didn't watch it because I had a wedding the night before, and then the next day my wife and I had time without the kids, so we got stuff done in the 1 o'clock hour. And then I had to get back before 4 o'clock for the game. So I did see some clips though, Gator, and I know I saw what you just described, that you know that it did like a picture in picture basically. Yep. The issue is I guess it was just 4 15-second commercials. So a total of 1 minute the entire time. That's not the issue. The issue is this is just the beginning.
Well, yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean? Like,
thing.
We know this is going to get worse.
But if they're only going to do it like the way that they did it, which is
sure,
during
okay.
As they're walking back, which I know they're not going to, but
yeah.
At some point, they're going to switch and just do regular commercials.
Yeah, it's going to be regular commercials or whatever.
But until that happens, I'm okay with it. And let's hope that
as it stands right now, you can survive under the current format.
I can survive under the current format.
Kang is warning there will be more to come.
Yeah,
but hold on. Only if they can make money. But you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Under its current format.
Yeah, it worked out. Worked out well. Plus, I had a couple hot dogs yesterday right before game time. Air fryer for the hot dog. That's the way to go.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
I'll take that under future consideration.
Yeah, you sure?
Let's go to Dan in Trenton. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dan.
I want to get my Champ and Chump. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Champ, Childs, Chump, the O-line for Michigan and the Lions. I just thought the O-line wasn't as good as they usually are for the Lions. Michigan's a little newer, but I think they should have gave Underwood more time. I think he's going to work out and be a great quarterback for Michigan. He just needs some more reps, and he'll be good by next year.
I mean, here's the thing about it. I thought his youth showed and their inexperience showed on a couple of throws. You know, you got a receiver downfield blocking, and he throws it to him. There was another one where he threw it to the outside, to the pylon, and his receiver cut in. But probably the one, I mean, there were opportunities for him to run when he was rolling out, and he went for the big play. Maybe
there was a couple where I thought he should have ran.
There was one, Dan, where late in the game he had Donovan McCulley in man coverage on a slant pattern. And just as he made his cut and looked like he was about to come wide open, Underwood threw a beat too early, and I felt like he saw ghosts. And he threw off the back foot. He had a pocket.
I remember the play.
He had a pocket. He had time to let that route fully develop. And again, this is when we talk about in the offseason, I talked about a lot. Expect some freshman moments. That's part of it, and it's okay.
He still hasn't thrown a pick yet, though, so that's good. He still hasn't thrown a pick, and I thought I'd see at least one pick versus Oklahoma, but I'm glad he hasn't. How about a running back for Michigan, too? Hell of a run. What is it, 85 yards he had?
Yeah, 75. Yeah.
Kid's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's real good. It's good signs for Michigan. That's all I got to say.
Thank
you, guys.
Nice
and I'm not worried about the Lions. I think they're going to do just great. If they lose to Chicago, I might get worried. But right now, I'm not worried.
Well,
there's going to be a lot of panic here's folks the thing. If they lose to Chicago.
There is losing games, but when Green Bay goes out and adds Micah Parsons and beats Detroit, even though I thought Parsons wasn't really, I think they win the game whether Parsons is there or not. I don't think Parsons was the difference maker on that day.
I agree with you.
But because of that, it's a little bit more panic than otherwise. That adds fuel to the fire. Again, if you lose another game, and they're going to lose another game, it's one thing. If you lose to Ben Johnson, that's dumping a oil truck of kerosene on the fire. The Ben Johnson factor. Now, do I expect the Lions to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When next week? I do. Call, you know, it's, I don't know if it's the boldest of calls. I suspect they'll be favored. They were underdogs here, losing as an underdog. How many times are they going to be underdogs this year? I wouldn't suspect them many.
I think more than you might think because of the schedule where they're playing the tough game.
How many games do you expect them to be underdogs? Because I went with six because I have them with six losses.
Okay, well, that's a lot, I think, from a 15-win team. I mean, lots of these road games, right? So Baltimore, Kansas City, probably, Washington, Philadelphia, the Rams, maybe. Maybe playing at home against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. That would be a sixth one. And then you've got at Cincinnati. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's schedule's tough. It is what it is, but there's a reason why.
Yeah, I don't care if they're favored or not. It's just a Vegas thing.
My point is, they were an underdog this week. They lost. Okay. If they're a favorite this week and they win, it doesn't mean I'm going to overreact and say they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing Dan Campbell this week with the morning show, what he has to say now that he'll have a chance to look at film and all that. And that's usually the cliche, but it matters, right? Because there were mistakes made all over the field yesterday with the offensive line, from the tackles to the guards to the center. So how does it look on film? Is it as bad? And is it one of those things that's like, that is so correctable, it's not even funny. Actually, we're going to be in good shape. Those are things I hope to hear. I don't know if we're going to hear it. I mean, maybe there's some real issues there. The Green Bay exposed. Green Bay came at this game completely prepared, and the Lions were not. Ultimately, that falls on Dan Campbell if the team wasn't ready to go. And they weren't ready to go. And they had the opportunity to go on the offensive. They won the coin toss, and they chose to defer to the second half. Okay, get the defense out there. We like that. And then defense just, you know, they get mowed down right away. It was not a good start for the Lions. Not a good first half of play for the Lions, for sure. Better in the second half with the defense, but the offense just never got clicking.
I mean, Dan Campbell's going to say positive stuff, I think, as far as everything's correct. Well, like, kind of like what he said yesterday after the game. But I think that the people's trust isn't necessarily with Dan Campbell or not with Dan Campbell. I think it's with the coordinators, because those are the new guys. And so people don't necessarily trust the new guys. And then you saw what happened yesterday. The only thing that's going to gain their trust back is winning convincingly against the Bears. Because, Doug, you just mentioned if they lose to the Bears, people are going to, you know, go crazy. Yeah, they're going to go crazy because the following week is Baltimore and you're staring 0-3 in the face. And that's when things get really dark around here. So it's like, I don't like using the term must-win games at all. But if they lose against the Bears, people's pets' heads are going to fall off.
Just real quick, do you think they will?
Do I think they'll lose against the Bears? No, I don't think they will.
Gator, do you think they're going to lose to the Bears?
I do not.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.